Good afternoon again, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator. On page 16, Mr. Chair, is the Black Hills Bighorn Sheep hunting season. We have a few changes here I'd like to reiterate again. I guess before we kind of get into some of those, I just want to acknowledge the changes in here as a result of some pretty substantial successes or quite a success story. You go back 5-8 years ago when a work group was put together to talk about issues related to bighorn sheep and mountain goats in the state. I think that helped establish some partnerships or enhance some partnerships and maybe develop some new ones in regards to NGOs and other conservation partners. The auction license was brought into play here that has produced some revenue for the department to do research and other things that we probably wouldn't have done in the past without that revenue source. It's just made it easier for us to do some of that work and not have to, tap into budgets of some other types of projects. Again, the disease research and the implementation of the results of that project now have been successful, or we know we can have success with that. We talked earlier about the transplant of animals, and Badlands National Park has been a partner with us to help us bring some ewes into Custer State Park to help enhance that, and we have some exciting news here, at least to discuss on Custer State Park and hunting opportunities coming back there again. And the Forest Service in the Black Hills has been a great partner in the past, and we hope to in the future in regards to other habitat enhancements or those types of projects. So I don't want to name any particular individuals or groups because I'm probably going to forget some, but I just wanted to acknowledge that here at the mic today. So getting to the proposed changes from last year, you'll see there an increase of the number of licenses to a total number of 8. That 8th license would be an auction license. I'll get in on the second page here in just a bit where we would recommend to allocate those 7 licenses and a suggestion for where that auction license would be valid. Proposed changes number 2 and 3 are modifications to an existing unit in the establishment of a new unit. So if I may, I would ask you to turn, I guess you would call it 16A or the next page on the back side there. You can see the current unit boundary of Unit 2 encompasses all of Custer County, excluding Wind Cave National Park, Jewel Cave, and obviously Custer State Park. In conjunction with some things that we would like to better do in regards to the management of bighorn sheep on Elk Mountain and in the growth and the expansion of the bighorn sheep subherd in what we call Hell Canyon there, west of Custer State Park. Those sheep predominantly hang out north of Highway 16, up in that southeast portion of the burn, probably some other areas. But as a result, to manage those two herds, and we're not saying they're totally distinct, but we believe we can manage them and provide some opportunity by modifying these units. On that page below that table there, you'll see the current boundary of Unit 2. Below there is a proposed, so it would kind of tighten that unit around Elk Mountain and then expand that down a little bit down into Fall River County. On the top of the next page there, you would see the proposed new Unit 4, which would essentially exclude that portion of Unit 2 in Custer County and bring in a small portion of that very southwestern part of Pennington County. We believe there's some habitat there, or some areas that's being utilized by bighorn sheep that could provide some hunting opportunity there. And then the recommended change number 4 is obviously to bring back in Custer State Park at a unit and provide a license there. So going back to that table that's titled Allocation of License by Unit, you'll see the 4 units listed there. Obviously, Unit 1 is the one up there near Rapid City. We have a recommendation to keep that unit closed. We have some pneumonia disease issues there and some management that we're trying to work on to bring that population around. And then in those columns there, you can see the 2019 versus the 2020 license allocation. Obviously, the new one there for Unit 4, that Hell Canyon herd, and the license there for Custer State Park. And then just a note below there in the table, when we work with whomever is selected to offer that license for auction in the future, our recommendation would be that that license would be valid anywhere except the Unit 4, that unit out there on the prairie, and Custer State Park. So it would be valid in Units 2 and 3. So with that, Mr. Chair, I will try to answer any questions if there are any.
Questions? Commissioner Beese. Commissioner Beese here. A few years ago, I was on a working group that was part of the Bighorn study and stuff, and I've talked to some of those guys lately, and they're wondering about the funds that come off the auction tag that's sitting in account of around $300,000. Is that where it's at?
I believe it's a little less than that, Commissioner Beese, right now. We do have projects and research allocated to utilize those funds.
You have used them?
We have used funds generated from that auction license, but we do have a balance in there, and we have identified projects that will continue to consume that budget, maybe not in its entirety, but it is a pot of money that we do utilize.
Well, I was just wondering, I know their meeting annually meets in May.
Right.
But they're talking maybe getting together sooner than that because they had some projects they want to propose and get those funds out on the ground and working.
Okay.
Just one comment they want to make about the auction funds.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Beese, absolutely. You can have those people contact myself or John Canton in the Rapid City office or Chad Lehman in Custer State Park. We do have another scheduled meeting that we usually meet just prior to or after the May Commission meeting in Custer State Park, but we're available anytime if they have some things they want to bounce around on us. Yeah, thank you.
Commissioner Spring.
Chairman Jensen, I'd like to ask on this, on all these new unit changes, is a lot of that private ground? A lot of that, you included all of Custer County, is that true? Or just part of Custer County?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Spring, the current boundary of Unit 2 does include all of Custer County west of, I can't read that here, it must be Highway 79, I believe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there would be some private land in there, but for the most part, public land, but as you get, you know, east of the park, there's obviously some private land in there.
Well, that Devil's Canyon herd is quite extensive then, or is that why it's included down there? Is that that's a new unit, or added to, right?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Spring, yeah, that was a herd that we had, can't remember the state we worked with to help. Again, we transplanted some sheep there, brought them in. I can't exactly remember the source there. Might have been New Mexico, but don't take that in stone. That was probably 10 to 15 years ago. We didn't think we'd quite be ready for harvest at this time, but those sheep are doing really well, and we do have some males there that are available for harvest. We would like to try to manage them as a unit by themselves, just to try to not allow for the over-harvest of males if it's included with another unit. We feel breaking these down into smaller units will help us better manage and provide opportunity for older age males within those herds.
Commissioner Olson.
Thanks, Commissioner Olson here. By increasing the number of opportunities, what do you think it's going to do for the applicants? How many are you projecting, you know, that we see a 20-30% increase in applications for these? Because I think a lot of people that figure it's going to be, you know, it's once in a lifetime and you have to live to be 400 before you can get one. Will this, what did your projections look like for that?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Commissioner Olson, I guess we really haven't sat down and really done a serious analysis of what we might expect for an increase in projected number of applicants. I would suspect we'd see an increase. I don't know if it's going to be 20% to 30%. It certainly could be, but you're right. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for South Dakota residents, and this is the most licenses we've had in quite some time. So I would think it'd be attractive to those that have an interest in hunting sheep.
Well, it really is an extraordinary success, isn't it? I mean, what's happened here, and maybe could you just tell, what do you attribute it to? I mean, it's a big deal to the people in Rapid City that, at least I know, that are focused on bighorn sheep, and they're very grateful for everybody that's been involved. I mean, it just seems like it's a really big deal.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, they're a very, they're a high-profile species. Not only do some members of the public like to hunt them, but we have thousands of people that just like to view them, whether it's by visiting Custer State Park or visiting the Badlands or whatever it might be. Bighorn sheep are doing well on and near Badlands National Park. Elk Mountain seems to be doing very well. Hell Canyon, I'm not going to say at the mic here that we have eliminated pneumonia from Custer State Park or our work to try to eliminate that from the Rapid City herd, but we feel we have some options available from a management perspective to remove those shedders that shed the disease through testing, and it doesn't come cheap. There is a cost to doing that, and trying to balance the cost of that in relation to where we want to be with sheep is it can be challenging at times, and we do have bighorn sheep up near Deadwood. I mean, they did encounter a pneumonia die-off, not as significant as we've seen in some other subherds, so we are seeing some recruitment there yet, and we hope to see that herd grow into the future. So I think it's a combination of a lot of things, and some of it we've had some control of or influence of, and others Mother Nature does pretty well too sometimes. So
thanks, it's a good thing. Questions, comments? There's a motion to approve. Is there a second? We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
So we are to elk, huh? 17.
Yeah, if it's okay, Mr. Chair, I do have Andy Lindblom here to give a short yet informative presentation on our survey results and other biological data. I have warned Andy, I've got a shock collar on him if he goes past 15 minutes, but no, look forward to his presentation. So.
Yeah, we always make him feel bad, I know.
Never ends, does it? You want to turn the light on for me? I will need the computer up at some point, but good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler. For our listening audience, my name is Andy Lindblom. I'm the senior big game biologist. I oversee our research and management programs for deer, elk, pronghorn, and mountain lions, and it's my pleasure to be here today to provide some updates on our elk population. This doesn't count as my time, by the way, when this isn't working.